I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Oil from that massive spill in the Gulf of Mexico started to wash up on the shores of Louisiana today. Emergency crews are scrambling to contain the effects of the spill. Some fear it could become one of the worst environmental disasters in U.S. history. The spill is also having an impact on the contentious debate over U.S. energy and climate policy, and that could have reverberations around the globe. Here's The World's Katie Clark.
White House advisor David Axelrod went on ABC's Good Morning America today to talk about the spill. He said the administration won't permit any new drilling in U.S. waters until an investigation into what caused the explosion on the offshore rig is completed. Speaking later at the White House, President Obama said he was launching an immediate review of drilling activities in the Gulf.
I've ordered Secretary Salazar to conduct a thorough review of this incident and report back to me in 30 days on what, if any, additional precautions and technologies should be required to prevent accidents like this from happening again. And we're going to make sure that any leases going forward have those safeguards.
It was only a few weeks ago that the president announced he was lifting a moratorium on oil drilling off of much of the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. His decision was largely a political one. The administration needed to strike a compromise if it hoped to gain bipartisan support for an energy bill to address climate change. Eventually, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham came around to the president's side, but it was a shaky coalition at best. And then the spill occurred.
If you were designing what could be the worst possible timing for something like this, it's now. I mean, it's a disaster no matter when it happens. But from the president's point of view, it couldn't have happened at a worse time.
Christine Todd Whitman served as head of the Environmental Protection Agency during President George W. Bush's first term. She's now president of a consulting firm specializing in energy and environmental concerns. Whitman says the disaster unfolding in the Gulf is going to make it much harder now to get an agreement on energy. She says the rest of the world is watching to see how the United States responds, especially as the magnitude of the spill grows.
This recent disaster in the Gulf is going to make for a much more heated debate, and my only hope is that the Congress doesn't sit back and say, okay, we can really play with this one, make it into a big disaster, and not do anything meaningful on actually trying to solve our energy problems, and that they'll move forward and say, okay, we've got to find the mix that's right for us, whatever that is.
What happens in the U.S. is important to the rest of the world. A lot of countries, most importantly China, are looking to the U.S. to take the lead on cutting greenhouse gases. So if talks break down in Congress, it could make it much harder to get international agreement on climate policy. Sam Thernstrom is with the American Enterprise Institute.
To the extent to which American leadership on climate policy is essential to getting other countries to come along, and I'm not certain that that's the case, but to the extent to which it's true, then certainly this is bad news.
Thernstrom sees one silver lining to this oil spill, though.
Typically, we do have much greater scrutiny of the industry and much greater care involved in this type of activity.
So he hopes that at the very least, the spill will lead to even better drilling practices in the future. For The World, this is Katie Clark.